91X News.
It's 2 degrees and sunny at noon from QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Mooney. The Quinte Mall on North Front Street will be busy this week as Black Friday sales roll around. The promotions have already begun and stores are promising amazing deals starting this Friday the 27th. The mall store hours typically run from 9:30 a.m. to 9 p.m., but on Friday the doors will be open at 7 a.m. The Black Friday holiday is more common in America, but it's beginning to spread into the Canadian forefront. The outcome is expected to be large as the stores are gearing up for young shoppers eager to get their sales. The debate got heated at Belleville City Council last night over the future of the downtown revitalization project. Phase one of the project has gone $10 million over budget, causing several councillors to protest how the project is being carried out. Councillor Mitch Panchuk called for a vote to direct city staff to keep the next stages of the project within their original budget. Panchuk says he wants to see the downtown work completed, but not at any cost.
You know, we all want to see a good, strong downtown, but not at an unlimited price, and because taxpayers have to pay that.
The motion failed by a vote of 6-3. Contract officers for phase two of the project will come early next year, but it is not known yet exactly how much phase two will cost. The federal government is expected to announce today that its goal of accepting 25,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this year was a little too ambitious. Ottawa is set to reveal the details of how it will take in and resettle thousands of Syrians fleeing their war-torn country. But it will be announced that it won't make the December 31st deadline. For the nervous Canadians worried about the screening process, the Liberals promise it will be a thorough and Canada's safety will not be compromised. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says all of Canada's premiers are united with his government to improve their efforts to fight climate change. Yesterday, the meeting in Ottawa between Trudeau and the first ministers didn't produce anything new in terms of national targets for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but they did focus their attention on the initiative toward fighting climate change. Another first ministers meeting will be held within 90 days of the UN climate talks happening in Paris next week to begin developing a national climate change action plan. Vladimir Putin has now commented on the shooting down of a Russian fighter plane by Turkey at the Syrian border. Patrick Reville has a story.
Vladimir Putin called the shooting down of the Russian fighter plane by Turkey a stab in the back and said it would have serious consequences for relations between the two countries. He rejected Turkish claims that the plane had violated Turkey's airspace. He said that the plane had been targeting ISIS militants in Syria. The Turks continue to say the plane crossed into Turkey, though. Turkey's a member of NATO, and the alliance has called an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. The fate of the plane's two pilots is still uncertain, although a rebel group has claimed to have found one dead. Patrick Riegel, ABC News, Moscow.
Alberta Premier Rachel Notley calls the death of Conservative MLA Manmeet Buller a terrible tragedy. The 35-year-old member for Calgary Greenway died in hospital after he was struck by a semi while helping a stranded motorist on the Highway 2 north of Red Deer. Buller was a student of political analyst Dwayne Bratt at Mount Royal University. Bratt says the death is a devastating blow.
He was a big man, but with a huge heart, and I think that was illustrated with the way that he died, sitting on the side of the road in the blizzard trying to help somebody.
The Alberta Tony has issued a statement praising Buller's passion and dedication, saying he accomplished more in his brief time than most people accomplish in their lifetimes. A statement issued last night by Buller's family says, quote, "We are all better because of him." At the CFB Kingston base, the spokesperson, Captain Jennifer Fobert, released information about the upcoming project to house Syrian refugees. It is still unclear whether the Syrian refugees will be housed there, but on Monday, Canadian forces were busy moving out of their residences to make room for any refugees who arrive. More than 480 personnel were ordered to relocate this week, and if needed, CFB Kingston could accommodate 600 Syrian refugees. CFB Trenton Public Affairs Officer Captain Julie Burnett says there's no displacement of members at the local base. The country's largest Air Force base is expected to accommodate about 950 refugees in the coming weeks. In Kingston, Fobert says one of the reasons for relocating military personnel was able to house refugees together in the residences close to one another on the base. She said there would be no impact on regular operations, adding that the 43 units stationed at the base would continue to operate normally. In a letter sent on Friday, the Rations and Quarters Support Services outlined the planned relocations. The military members are to be accommodated in rooms housing four people. The Quincy Healthcare Board of Directors will be discussing the recently announced layoffs at its meeting tonight. Last week, QHC announced it will be cutting 84 jobs to help reduce its 2016 to 2017 budget by $11.5 million. $4.5 million will be cut from patient care areas and $7 million in administration and support departments. QNET News will be attending tonight's meeting at Belleville General Hospital, which starts at 5 o'clock. DNA says a man who has been in prison in California for 16 years is innocent. Reporter Alex Stone has a story from Los Angeles.
Luis Vargas was sent to prison in 1999, accused of being the teardrop rapist who police believe has attacked around 35 victims. Now DNA in one case has shown police got the wrong guy. Somebody else committed the crime and is on the loose. Now a judge here in LA County has thrown out Vargas's conviction. His daughter and mother cried in court. Even though he was ordered released, he'll remain in federal custody because of an immigration hold. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Can we get a chipmunk, Granny?
No, but we can adopt 2 acres of this land. You get a plush toy chipmunk and help protect the environment.
Awesome! I can't wait to tell everyone. Can we name it after Grandpa?
You can name it after anyone you want.
Quincy Conservation's Adopt an Acre program gives you the opportunity to donate $20 per acre of conservation land, and you get a certificate and tax receipt. If you adopt 2 or more acres of land, you get a plush chipmunk as a thank you. You can adopt your acre by visiting or calling the Quincy Conservation Office or going online to quincyconservation.ca.
The Dallas Stars put their high-scoring offense against a suddenly stingy Ottawa defense in tonight's NHL action. The Western Conference leading Stars are averaging 3.5 goals a game, slightly lower than Montreal. Ottawa is coming off of a back-to-back shutout. The Knights' only other NHL game is in Anaheim, where the Ducks host the Calgary Flames. Both teams have struggled so far this season, although the Flames have won their last 2 games. It's the first of a 3-game road trip for Calgary. Golden State has a chance to set an NBA record for the best start to a season when the Warriors host the LA Lakers tonight. Golden State has opened the season with 15 straight wins to equal the mark. The Lakers have struggled through a 2-11 start. The FIFA Ethics Committee has requested a life ban for UEFA President Michel Platini, says a lawyer for the head of European soccer. That could end Platini's bid to become the new FIFA president. National Lacrosse League Commissioner George Daniel announced today he is stepping down to form a new law firm. Daniel has served as NLL commissioner since January 2009. He says he'll remain in position until a successor is found. Tom Brady completed 20 of 39 passes for 277 yards, and the defending Super Bowl champs remained on the course for their second perfect regular season in 9 years with a 20-13 victory over the Buffalo Bills. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski says their defense was key to beating the Bills.
It's tough to get a win every week in the NFL, and you can take whatever you can get. Definitely could work on a lot, but a win's a win. You got to give credit to our defense. They played unbelievable.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have hired their first minority manager in the team's history. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
Robinson dashes for the plate.
It was over half a century ago that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in baseball as a player on the Dodgers. Now the team is hiring its first minority manager.
Dave.
Dave Roberts was a Dodgers center fielder over a decade ago. He also played for the Indians, Red Sox, Padres, and Giants. Now the 43-year-old will lead the Dodgers. Roberts' father is black. His mother is Japanese. He takes over for Don Mattingly, who left the team last month. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is a mix of sun and cloud and with a 30% chance of flurries or rain showers and a high of +5. Tonight is partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries or rain showers this evening, fog patches developing near midnight, and a low of -4. Wednesday will be sunny, fog patches dissipating in the morning, wind becoming south 20 kilometers per hour in the afternoon, and a high of 7. It's 12:10 and it's 2 degrees. QNET News on the air 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Isaiah Mooney, News on 91X, next at 1.